al kol. What do you mean the pasuk al kol nashay smeis lo yavoi? This pasuk says by kohen gadol. It says by kohen gadol be al kol nashay smeis lo yavoi is what I need it for. Is al kol li afukei rechokim that a kohen gadol is not allowed to touch a stranger. Meis la afukei kroivim. That's what says the word meis. That means even his kroivim also it can't be matamatu. Nefoshes. What does the pasuk have to say the word nefoshes? What's the lashon of our kol nefoshes anashes meis lo yavoi? So we learn leafuker vias dam she yotzo mishnei meisim she metame biyoyel comes to teach us that we had before that a revias of dam that comes out from two meisim that also has the tumah of an oil she nema kol nashes meis lo yavoi that a kol nashes meis comes to include. It says lashon leafukei kor means to include. That even the revias dam that comes from two meisim also it has a tumas meis on it, and not only that, but it even has a tumas oil. Right, Mishnah says like this: Al elu tumais hanozim megaleich. These are the tumas that if a nozer touches, he has to be megaleich. Means that he soiser his days, he has to start over again the count. And he has to wait 7 days to become Torah, and then he has to take a haircut, he has to take a megaleach al tumasai. On which tumas does a nozer have these halachis? So it says, al hames, if he touches a regular mace, vi al kazayis min hames, which what the Gemara is going to ask. Once it says a kazayis min hames, pshita mace also is like that. So Tosha speaks out, that elu tumas nozer megaleach al hames al hames bein b'maga whether the nozer just touches the mace bein b'masa whether he carries it bein b'oyel whether it just goes into the same room beforeish b'gemara the hashtag kazayis min hames megaleach al hames shalom etoshkein. Like isn't it for sure that a nozer cannot be metama to a hames shalom madach if he touches a kazayis he's soiser he has all his halachas of tumah pshit if he touches a whole mace. That's the Mishnah says though, if a nozer touches or carries or goes into the house, the same room, with either a kazayis of a mace or a mace sholem, via kazayis nitzel. Or else only a kazayis of nitzel, Tosfos says, that's moyel min hames to the first b'gemara. That's some liquid that comes out of the mace. The liquid of the body that comes out of the mace, that's called nitzel. And if you have a kazayis of that, that also has tumas mace on it. Whether you touch it, whether you carry it, or whether you're in the same room with it. The al mole tarvud rekev. And it was in a spoonful. Mole tarvud means a full spoonful rekev of the part of the body that got rotted away already. That's how he says. Recovering the afrufris habom in a mace. When the mace rots away, so this rotting away, that like dust of the mace, that's called rekev. So if you have a spoonful of the dust of the mace, that also has a din tumas mace on it. The Gemara Farish Yura, the Gemara will explain how much you have to have. Tarvid Zakaf. You have a spoonful of the rekiv, of the rotting part of the mace, but disintegrates that part, it also has tumas mace on it. Al HaShedro, if you have the backbone of a mace, the Al HaGugolus, or if you have the skull of the mace. The Torah says, V'yafa pi sheno le'a bosaklau, even though there's no meat at all on the backbone or on the skull. The Gemara Boyi, I al tavayu, I al chodim in hoin. Does the Mishnah mean if you touch both of them together, or even on one alone, the shedra alone, or the gugolus alone? Fi al eva min ames. If you have an eva, a whole limb that came out of the mace. Fi al eva min achai. Rosh, you have a limb that came off a chai. Sheyesh olav bosa karo. That has some meat on it, karo the way it's supposed to be. So Tosha says that a perik of a roit in the forest, Shezel Basar, what does it mean, the amount of Basar Kuro that it should have? That means the amount of Basar meat on it, Sheyuchol Eivol Achayis Mimenu, Him Hoyim Chubel Yodim Chai. If this limb would still be attached to the body, if it has enough meat on it, that it would be able to stay alive, that's called Kuro. Sheyuchol Alas Haruch, it could heal itself. V'yatol Pi Shein B'Kazayis Basar, even though there's not a Kazayis Basar on this limb, on this aver, but as long as it has enough basar, meat on it, that if it would have been attached to the chai, it's a live person, it would be able to heal and become better, that's enough to have tumas meis on it. And if you have a kav, it's a measurement, a half of the kav worth of bones of a mace. So Tosfos says, Umari shebo meroiv minyonai, meroiv minyonai. That these bones come from the most, the roiv, the majority of the bones, or the majority of the minyan, the amount of bones. You have a kav of bones that got broke up. And you have a chatzika that came from that. Mat mikol etzim v'yetzim, a little bit of each bone. V'ayinu meroiv minyonai, meroiv minyonai. But we'll see later. The Torah speaks out, v'yafo pi shematame b'yoyol, b'roiv ha'akav, even though it's enough to have just a quarter of a kav of bones, it has a tumas mesa on it, even a tumas oil, halachahu, there's a special halacha in Moshe Sinai that after the nazir, if he touches a tumas meis, he loses his halachas. That's only if he touches a chatzi kav. It's not enough for a revi'a kav, he needs a chatzi kav. The same thing, next halacha is via chatzi lug dam. And he has to daska touch a chatzi lug of dam. The Torah speaks of v'yafa pi shematame b'yoyol b'revi'is. Even though we know usually if you have only a revius of dam, only one revius of the blood of a mace, that it has tumas oil, if you have this dam in a house, in the room, and you're in the room, you become tamei, still, that there's a law in the Torah, that if a nozim becomes tamei to a mace, he has to start over again and take his tumas, his haircut. That's only exalochom if he has an oil of a chatzi lug. He has to have not a revius, but half of a lug of dam. V'shiyuri halachol Moshe Mitzinai. These halachas are all halachol Moshe Mitzinai. That even though for regular tumas meis it's enough of revius adam, for a nozir though to have his halacha to be soiser, to be megaleach, that's only if he has an oil of a chatzi lug hadam. Right, now the Mishnah says clearly, v'yamagon, whether you just touch any one of these, v'yamason, if he carries any one of these, v'yalehilon, or else if the Nazir is in the same room with any one of these things, so locher is, he becomes tamei, that's the locher, he has to wait 7 days, and then he takes his haircut, then he brings his karbonis, and then he has to start over again. The Torah says, the cholani, the choshu liyel, mitama, bein b'maga, bein b'masa, bein b'yoyel. V'yetzim kisoyro al-magav yamasom galeach. Hava b'yoyel afil tumiyo lemetam. Right, the Mishnah says, V'yaletzim kisoyro, that if a nozer touches the bone of a mace, even though it's only the size kisoyro of a barley, so locher is, that's only al-magav yamasom. That's only if the nozer touches it, or else carries it, then he becomes tummy. But if he's just in the same oil, the same room with it, there's no tumas mace. That's the law you have to have, rove minyona, rove minyona, you have to have rove of the atzomas of the body. But just a small bone does not have a tumas oil. But if you touch it, then it is metama, then it would be soysa. Al elu on these tumis, ha nozer megaleich. On these tumis, a nozer have to take his hick on the seventh day. Umaze beshlishu bashvi. The law is on the third and seventh day, he has to have the mechatis spritzed on him. That's where a regular tumas meis becomes tor. V'soyser es hakoidmin. And then he has to throw away the first days that he counted, and he has to start over again. V'yeinu mascha limnois ela achi tor. When does he start counting his new naziris now? When does he have to start counting over again? First after becomes tor. Or maybe he has kibbenoisof. He has to wait till again the seventh day he goes to the mikvah, and he takes his haircut on the seventh day, and then the eighth day he brings his karbonis, and after brings the karbin, then he starts counting his new naziris. So the eighth day is like the beginning, the first day of his new naziris. So these are the halachas of when a nazir has to have these halachas. After these tumas. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, we learn it like this. Acha pitirosei shir Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir was nifta, is omalehen Rabbi Yehuda l'tamidim. Rabbi Yehuda told his own tamidim. He told his Talmidim in Yeshiva like, Al yikonsul talmidi Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't let Rabbi Meir's talmidim come into our shir. Don't let them come into our yeshiva. Why? Mifnei shekant runim hein. They're arguers. They're only arguing. And Tosfos says, let's saruni. They're only coming to make, give me pain, to give me tsar. So Meir, don't let them come into my yeshiva. For lo lo my Torah ain't boyin. They're not coming to hear what the locha is, to learn Torah. They're only coming to be mitzayim me, to give me pain. So what happened was, hein boyin, el lekav chayne bi alochas hein boyin. They're only coming to like ask questions, that's all, to give me pains, but not to really learn. So what happened was though, dochak sumchis v'nichnas. Sumchis, right, says, with the Talmud of Reb Meir, and he didn't listen, he pushed his way in to the Beis Medrash. So the kid says, Sumchis walked into Rabbi Yehuda's Beis HaMedrash. Omar Lohem, Kach Shonali, Sumchis right away got up and said something. Sumchis got up and said, Omar Lohem, Kach Shonali Rabbi Meir. This is the way Rabbi Meir learned in our Mishnah, that it says, Al Eilu Tumois Hanozim Megaleich. In other words, Rabbi Meir taught him our Mishnah, that these are the Tumis, that if a Nozim touches them and becomes Tamei, he says so, he has to start over again. Al hames, like we have in our Mishnah, if a nozer touches a mace, a whole mace, v'yav kezayis min a mace, or if he even touches just the kezayis of a mace. That's what Sumchis started to say over. Now, Tosfos speaks out that Rabbi Yehuda lo yo yishoyin al hames v'mishnah seinu, mishun dekol shechei mikezayis min a mace. When Rabbi Yehuda learned our Mishnah in his yeshiva, he did not learn the first part of a mace. Because once you say, Al Kizayis min ameis, anozis tamei, pshita an ameis shalom. So there's no purpose of saying the word meis. So when Rabbi Yehuda learned the Mishnah to his Talmidim, he did not say the word meis shalom. He just said, if anozis touches a Kizayis min ameis. But now Sumchis, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, came in, and he learned the Mishnah the way we have it. He said, Al meis, vi al Kizayis min ameis. That's what he said over. So when Rabbi Yehuda heard this, koyis Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda right away got angry. The Omalem, and he said to them, he said to his Talmidim, like Loikach Amati Lechem, didn't I just tell you before that Al Yichnesu Talmidim Rabbi Meir Lekan, don't let the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir come into my yeshiva. Mifnei Shekant Ronim Hein, that they're only coming to argue on me, to give me problems, to give me tzoros. That what? Al Kizayis Min Ameis Megaleach, Al Meis Lekol Shrein. In other words, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. As I learn, you don't have to say in the Mishnah Al Hames, because I have my Kavachayma. If Al Kizayis Min Hames is Megaleach, so the Chura Al Hames La Koshchein, isn't it for sure that it can't be Metama to a mace? So what do we have to have it for? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said like this, Yoimru Meir Shachiv. Rabbi Meir is summing up with the situation here. What's going on here, he said. What happened so far was Rabbi Meir was Nifta. Yehuda kois. Yehuda is getting angry. Yehuda is angry now. And Yosi shos, like, if I'm going to keep quiet, so Torah Mateo, what's going to be with the Torah? Like, what's going to happen here? So maybe he wanted to say something. So Amar Rabbi Yosi. Yosi says, I'll be miyashim, I'll answer our Mishnah. In other words, really, Rabbi Meir was right. And the Mishnah, you're supposed to learn it the way we have it, that it says, Al hames, vi al kzayis min hames. If a nozer touches a whole mace, or even a kezayis min ameis. So the question is, what do you have to say that for? The chorav shita. So Rabbi Yosi la nitzvach elu la meis, shein alav kezayis basar. Do you have a meis that does not have on it a kezayis basar? Like the meat all rotted away already, that all you have come out is just a skeleton. But you don't have any meat on it. It does not even have a kezayis basar. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah means. It says, al hameis, Alameis means a skeleton of the mace, without any meat. And then the Mishnah says, we are kezayis min ameis. That's why it says two things in our Mishnah. So this the Gemara says, V'yadayin, still it's a kasha though, V'yadayin yoymer aleifim mimenu megaleach, akunu lekoshrein. Still, once we say that I'm one eiver from it, you could be metama, that if another touches it, he becomes tamei, that he has to be megaleach, so akula koshchein, like I said before, adayin yochel hakshreis v'loimar aleiv mimenu megaleach.
Kufnam b'mas nisin umar with yafilu ein alav kizayis boser. Even though there's not a kizayis boser on this aver. Kufnam b'perakam the yerlis shehivorim ein lem shear. The aver doesn't have a shear. How big it has to be? So mele, even if the aver is smaller than a kizayis, if you touch it, the nozzle becomes tamei. So kol shchein amei shalom. Kol shchein, if you have the whole skeleton of the mace, even though there's no boser on the mace, so what? A neighbor does not have to have boser. So madach of a nozir comes in contact with a neighbor from a mace, that we say becomes his size for everything. So for sure, if he touches, madach says if he touches a neighbor in a mace that doesn't have a kizayis boser, he becomes tamer with all the halachis. So pshit, if he touches a mace sholem, so still it's a kasha. Why does the Mishnah have to say mace sholem? All right, turn over. So our answer is Elo Kidiyama Rabbi Yechanan. Elamai, we're talking the way Rabbi Yechanan says it. That Lo Nitzuchu, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? Elo Lo Neifel Shelo Niskashru Eivora Begidim. That Rabbi Lezer said, and Rabbi Yechanan said, look, it's a different halacha. He said, such a halacha of a Neifel, a kid that came out early, a Neifel, Shelo Niskashru Eivora Begidim. That the body was not even made up yet with its veins. The veins were not inside the body yet. That's his halacha there. So hochinam here also, the chiddush of our Mishnah is v'neifel shlo niskashu evar begidim. That our Mishnah means a mace does not mean a person that was once alive and died, but it means mamish a mace, a neifel, a kid that's born like that. That he's born premature baby, a neifel, and he's premature that his gidim, the veins, were not in the body yet. That's the chiddush for that. He also becomes tummy. So Tayy speaks out. But altogether, there is the kazayas of meat there. Now, an aver from such a mace is not matama b'yoyl. Since there are no veins yet in the body, you know what makes something into an aver? It has to have a bone. It has to have at least a little bit of meat, and it has to have some veins. So if we're talking about now, there are no veins yet in the body, so on each piece of it, each limb of it, would not have a tumas mace. But we are called a mace megaleich. But if a nose is in the room or touches the whole body is sholem, then he is tamei. Afal pi shein lo yadayin gidim, even though there are no veins yet in this nefil. Vodekom ocha kediyam Rabbi Yechanan, Kirsha ben Yitzchak, the mastisim diolus armor, the toni, ha mace uk zayis min a mace. Rabbi Yechanan says that's pshat in the Mishnah Meilus. When the Mishnah over there says that the tumas of a mace and the tumah of a kezayis min a mace, the same kasher in that Mishnah is once the tumas of a kezayis pshited the tumah of a mace. So Teretz says we're talking about a nafel where a premature baby came out that there's not even a kezayis bosa there and there's no veins there. So in such a case, I would have thought to say maybe it's not matama. Kamashma, no, that it is matama. Right. So that's the chiddush. Even though there are no bones, mustam, there are there. But I call upon him, there's not a kezayis worth of basar. There are no gidim there. So it doesn't have a loch of an aver. Still, if the whole nafel is there, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That has a tumas mace. That if a mace touches, is in the room, or touches this, or carries it, That's the chiddush of the Mishnah that he is metamei and he has to see sois and he starts over again. Rava says like this: Lo nitzruchoi. Know what the chiddush of our Mishnah is? El leroyv binyonoi, leroyv minyonoi. Shein bar roiv v'atzomis. So in the case we have roiv binyonoi means the majority of the binyan of the body. You have the biggest bones that takes up most of the body, or else the roiv minyonoi. We have the majority of the account, like it counts how many bones there are in our body, we have the majority of the numbers, even though they're smaller bones. But shein by roiv atzomis does not fit into a roiv of kav of atzomis. So Tayyip speaks out here, v'ayinu al ha-meis tiktonu b'mastisim. That's what our Mishnah means, al ha-meis. To let your eivah sholem, there's not one eivah sholem here. L'ravusa nokat, shein bem roiv atzomis, tishira de nozru b'chatzi kav.
you usually what a nozzle don't even tell me had before by a chatzikav. The afal pi shein by roiv atzomis, even though it does not have a roiv of atzomis here, megaleach. Kivan sheyesh by roiv habinyin, a roiv haminyin. Since with these amount of bones that are here, it's the roiv of the binyin, or the roiv of the minyin, the majority of the height, or the majority of the account, that's enough. Avul im ein by roiv habinyin. You will not have the majority of the height of the binyan, of the bones. Or roiv haminyan, ein megaleach, then the nozzle will not become tummy for this. El im kem yesh boy chatzikav. That's the din of our Mishnah. Then you have to have a chatzikav of atzomis. Can I remember my listen? Dei megaleach aloyo roiv atzomis. That if he doesn't touch these bones, he just in the same oil with them, so then the loch was like this. If you still have bones, you have to have a chatzikav. But where you have the roiv binyan, or else the roiv minyan of the bones, even though it doesn't fill up a whole chatzikav, still then it has a tumas oil on it. So that's what our Mishnah says. Mace is the chiddush saying of you only have the atzamas of the mace without any basar, and not even the whole mace. But as long as you have roiv binyan or roiv minyan, that also has a tumas mace. That's also what the nazir is to be megaleich on. And then the Mishnah says the kazai is basar. Now there it's even a bigger din. There, even if he touches it, or even if he carries it, that's metama b'maga b'masa. The bones have none. Bones have the same halacha rosh. The bones is also metama b'maga b'masa. Now that's the same thing. Because the korban sustains chiddush here that we have this roiva hakav, that even though by itself you need a chatzi hakav of bones to have tumas oil, but here if you have roiva hakav that comes from Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan, that's enough to be Metama the Nazir. All right, stop here.